And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. That was Lieutenant Governor John Husted speaking with journalists on Tuesday. Senator Rob Portman also talked to the press on Tuesday. Again, our producer Elise Mackler took part. Portman talked about the CARES Act and coronavirus testing delays here. Here's some of what we recorded yesterday.
Senator, this is Sabrina from Cleveland.com. A number of the programs that were set up by the CARES Act required very quick turnaround time by the federal government and states to implement. Are you seeing a lot of glitches in that implementation, you know, like with the bank loans and the unemployment, and what's being done to help fix them?
Yeah, it's a great question. I'm pleased with one program, which is the SBA 7A PPP program, they call it, Paycheck Protection Act, because it's starting to work, you know, and it's a big program. It's $350 billion. It involves literally thousands of banks, hundreds in Ohio, and yet, you know, the money is starting to get out the door, which is encouraging, because a lot of these small businesses were just hanging on, and you know, not to be able to have the money going out the door quickly has resulted in some of them having to close the doors already, but others held on. As of this morning, after really one day, which is Monday, there were 124,000 loans that had gone out nationally. $36 billion had gone out. I happen to know that here in Ohio, you know, the money's starting to flow. And so I'm pleased with that, because this is loans that people get that can be forgiven if it's used to keep people on payroll, which is really important. People can also use it for rent, mortgages, utilities. Small businesses it's a lifeline for them. So I'm pleased with that. I'm not as pleased with the other programs, because they're moving slowly, and we're talking to Treasury constantly about the direct checks. You know, the payments are going out. I think they've made some progress working with Social Security to assure that those who haven't paid taxes because they don't have income tax liability are going to get the checks. That may take a little while. And then for those who have filed in 2018 and 2019, I believe they're going to get those checks out relatively quickly. They're saying a week, week and a half, I think maybe 2 weeks. But within 2 weeks, you should get your check if you filed your taxes in 2018 or 2019. That's very important. It's sort of a bridge payment for a lot of people who've lost their job and yet do not yet get their unemployment benefits, because that system is so backed up. On unemployment, that's obviously a state issue, not a federal issue in terms of implementation. But there is money in the legislation. I think it's $3 billion just for the states to implement this. And that was important to me, because we need to help Ohio and other states deal with the surge of people who are applying. In Ohio, in the last 2 weeks, more people applied for unemployment insurance than the entirety of last year. It gives you a sense of how it is. I spoke to the governor last night, and I'm staying in close touch with the state. And I think Governor DeWine is doing a very, very good job, not just of dealing with the coronavirus, but helping on this unemployment insurance issue to try to get Ohio in a position where we can quickly respond to the new federal funding we talked about earlier. He indicated to me that they had hired many people. I think 120 was the last number I heard, new people, just to handle the influx coming in to help administer this program. And they are putting a lot of emphasis on, you know, trying to get money out the door to people who need it now, understanding that it's going to be a bit of a wait time for some people. I got a text last night from someone I know who had applied for unemployment insurance, and this person sent me the form email they got back from Ohio UI. It was very polite and very straightforward, and basically said, "We got your claim. We appreciate you doing it. It's going to take us a little while to process this, but you should know that your benefits will be retroactive to." And specifically said to the date at which you are eligible, which for this person would have been when that person lost her job, because in her case, she lost her job because of the coronavirus. So that was encouraging that they are giving people information, you know, communicating with people and saying, you know, we can't process you right now, but you're going to be provided these benefits retroactively. Hopefully people like her can hold on and use the direct payment check, which hopefully they will get within, as I said, a couple weeks here. And, you know, it's as you say, a lot of money. These are big programs. The loan program is starting to work, as I understand it, the bigger loan program. There's also a program that sends money back to the hospitals. That's starting to work. There's also a program that sends money to the states and for large municipalities of over 500,000 people. I spoke to Mayor Frank Jackson yesterday and Armin Budish yesterday, the executive for Cuyahoga County, so in your area. And, you know, they're informed. They understand it. We're trying to be helpful to get that money flowing as quickly as possible. It has not gone out yet. Treasury wants to be sure that the application process is done properly and that there's a portal where people can communicate, you know, efficiently. I would guess that will be up and going here in the next couple of weeks. That's what they've indicated to me. So I guess my answer would be I'm pleased with some of it, discouraged with other parts of it, and understanding that this is, you know, these are large, complicated programs.
Yes, hi, Senator. It's Elise with WVXU. In your last call and earlier, you had spoken about the importance of increased testing and the lack of equipment and supplies here in the Cincinnati area. What else are you seeing sort of behind the scenes? What other hurdles are you overcoming? And what would you like to see in terms of testing and equipment coming into the state?
Thank you, Elise. Yeah, I was very discouraged when I learned that one reason we had so little testing in the Southwest Ohio area was that we had a machine that was contracted for that was state-of-the-art testing that could do 1,000 tests a day, and it was being blocked. And the company was blaming the federal government. So we got very engaged, and as of this week, I would hope in the next day or two, that machine that has now been delivered will be up and going, and people are trained on it, and we'll begin to see 10 times the number of tests by the University of Cincinnati alone. So we're heading in the right direction, and yet we're not there yet, at least. You still do not have the ability to get tested if your symptoms are not severe in our area. Cleveland Clinic was at the forefront of this and had a testing capability up and going before most other parts of the state. So Cleveland has been fortunate in that regard. They've expanded that testing now. Columbus with Battelle and Ohio State combining have been able to come up with their own tests that they can do locally. And by the way, with regard to the UC test, with regard to the test in Cleveland, with regard to tests in Columbus, these are local tests, so they get the results very quickly. Up to now in Southwest Ohio, you've had to wait, unless you're one of the lucky few, to get a test at the hospital, and there were only 80 to 90 a day being done at University Hospital. I think about that amount at Christ Hospital recently. But unless you're one of those individuals, you had to wait, you know, 4 to 8 days to get your results back. And people say 3 to 4 days, but it's 4 to 8 days, I can tell you, because a friend of mine just had to wait 8 days to get a result back. So we need to continue to improve the testing. And I've talked to every level of government about that. I'm working on it. While we're talking here, I just got a text message from someone in Washington I'm working with on that. But my hope is that we can increase the testing substantially in the next couple of weeks. Therefore, have a better health result, because when you test someone, you know if they're positive, who they've been in contact with recently, and you can do tracing on that and get that person into quarantine and take care of the person with antiviral medication and so on as that comes on. But second is, it gives us the metric, it gives us a measurement to know how we're really doing. And I've looked at a lot of these models. Some of them are very interesting, but frankly, they're based on very poor data, because we just don't know. If you don't know what the denominator is, in other words, how many people, you know, have the virus versus how many are hospitalized or how many are in ICU or how many have been a fatality, it's hard to know, as an example, how dangerous this virus is. You don't know how many people have it. You have to start with that. And second is, it's very hard to know whether we're making progress if you don't know whether the number of cases per day is increasing or decreasing. I think right now you're going to see increases every day in Ohio because more people are being tested. At some point, enough people will be tested. We can use that as a baseline to determine whether we're making progress or not. And I would hope that will be coming online here in the next couple of weeks. And then we'll really be able to tell people with some confidence that we've turned the corner. that it's truly getting better, that it's safe to go out again. Right now, we don't have that data.
Thank you, Senator.